News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can hear us at 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We have a app that you can download from the App Store. It's the News Radio Pensacola app. You can customize news updates and weather alerts. And we have newsradio923.com, and we're going to post everything as a podcast to that website and on the app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. Looking at the News Radio Pensacola ThreatNet radar, take an umbrella. Like me, I had to tarp up my truck today. I got stuff in the back. It's going to be a wet one, so a good percentage of thunderstorms and showers moving through the area, so keep it here for all your latest updates on the weather. My next guest, Emily Echevarria. Did I do that right?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. First one out of the gate. Got it. She is the Marketing and Communications Director for the Council on Aging. We're going to be talking about the Senior Chill Out. You've heard me talk about it here a lot on the show. Council on Aging Senior Chill Out is taking place this Friday. Hopefully it won't be a rainy Friday. And this is going to be all at our local Lowe's store. So we're going to be talking about that. This is a call or text in show. You can call us, text us, 850-437-1620. Emily, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm trying to stay dry over here.
Right. Yeah. We do have some leaks in the ceiling there. So yeah, watch out for puddles. And I've got a bucket over there to catch that one. All right. So let's talk about Council on Aging. For people who aren't familiar with Council on Aging, what do you guys do?
Sure. We are a small but mighty nonprofit organization. We've been in the community for 52 years now. Wow, math. And we provide services to older adults and caregivers to support them, usually staying in their homes for as long as it's possible and safe. We want people to age in place. We have home and community-based services like social services. We do Meals on Wheels. We have congregate dining sites. We have senior volunteer programs and adult daycare center. And we do things throughout the year like Senior Chill Out that are just meeting a need that we see in the community. This is kind of an extracurricular that we do just because it's such a huge need in this area to collect air conditioner units and fans and funds for weatherization efforts for older adults in our community.
Yes. So let's talk about that. The need for to keep our seniors cool this summer, because the temperatures, I think the storm season is going to be really bad. And I think the temperatures are really going to be up there. So, you know, a lot of our senior citizen communities, a lot of our parents and older loved ones, sometimes, you know, if we don't check on them a lot, there are things that start happening in the house. Maybe there is a drafty window that's letting a lot of their air out. Maybe their air units are not working properly. There's lots of things. We should check up on them. But during these hot temperatures, we're going to need to make sure everybody has a working AC unit or a fan. And so let's talk about what's happening at the Chill Out. This is going to be taking place at all of our area Lowe's stores, Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, 9 Mile Road, Highway 98, that's my store over in Gulf Breeze, ooh, and Highway 90 in Pace from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So what can people expect to see there? Where do they need to go to see the Council on Aging there?
Sure. So at all those five area Lowe's, there will be a tent set up with a table of people taking donations. You'll be able to walk up. You can go into the Lowe's, buy a box fan or an air conditioner unit. Or if you just want to donate a few bucks, if you want to write a check, you can go up to the table and do that as well. And they'll get your donation receipt for you and get it right back to you. Mm-hmm. And we'll kind of, the hub is kind of Fairfield. So we'll be there with Sue Strawn. Cat Country will be out there with us. And I believe News Radio as well. Yes. And so you can come see your favorite media folks out there with us. And we'll just kind of be collecting those donations, talking to our donors and you know, engaging with the community.
Yes. And if you see us News Radio folks out there, just don't get too close. You never know what'll happen. I'm just kidding. You can find out more information on the Senior Chill Out, and you can also make donations at newsradio923.com. Speaking with Emily Echevarria from the Council on Aging. She is the Marketing and Communications Director. How long have you been with Council on Aging?
I've been there about 2.5 years now.
Oh, okay. All right. What's your favorite part of the gig? What do you get up every morning and feel rewarded to do?
I love working for Council on Aging because I get to use creativity to kind of spread the message and tell the stories of the way our programs impact the older adults and caregivers in our community. And anytime I'm getting bogged down in, you know, too many emails or voicemails piling up, I can walk right next door on site. That's where the retreat, our adult daycare center is, and see firsthand the impact that we're having, providing this like beautiful, loving, stimulating environment for older adults and giving their caregivers the respite that they need to continue providing their care.
I would love to, a lot of my friends, especially back home in Nashville, they go around and play music for, retirement villages and, for people in the hospitals. Yeah. And just having a 3 or 4 piece group set up and play a little bit of light jazz or something during the day, that can really go a long way.
Oh, absolutely. Music is so important. Most of the people in the participants at the retreat have some level of dementia or cognitive decline, traumatic brain injury. And music is one of the things that, lights them up and really brings them out of their shell and grounds them. And it can be such an engaging experience for them.
You mentioned earlier the importance of keeping people in their home as long as possible. Let's talk about that really quick. What is the importance of keeping a senior citizen in their home for as long as possible?
Sure. We've all heard, a lot of our parents say to us, don't ever put me in a home. I'd rather do anything than go to an assisted living facility. Mm-hmm. That may change as they grow older. But for most people, they want to stay in their comfortable surroundings. And that's where they're going to have the best outcomes. That's where they're going to have the best mood, the best health. There just can be a decline if they're in an environment where they don't really want to be. So if it's safe for them to be at their home, if all they need is a little extra help, say a senior companion volunteer coming to check in on them a little more often or help them get to their appointments if they can't, drive anymore, then we want that to be the case because that is where they're going to have the most fulfilling life.
And there's lots of programs available. I see them on TV all the time. People can come and assist with just the daily things. A lot of the times, our loved ones, we have full-time jobs and we have things like that, but there are people with huge hearts that are available to help. And everybody at the Council on Aging is there to help as well. The website for the event we're talking about, the Senior Chill Out, you can go to seniorchillout.org, and that'll redirect you, and you can see the event page there. You can also give right there on that website. So this is a great event. The Senior Chill Out coming up this Friday at area Lowe's stores. You could donate an AC unit or a fan. You can walk right into Lowe's and grab it and drop it at the table on your way out. So you can also make a monetary donation there, and as well as newsradio923.com talking about the Senior Chill Out 2024. How many years has the Chill Out been going on?
That I am not sure about. I was thinking about it on the way here. We have pictures that are dated from, I think, like 1999. I'm not sure if it's been continuously going on all that time. I'm not sure if it's been the exact same incarnation, but it has been going on for quite a while. And the community has come to expect it. We love being a part of this event, and it's a wonderful time every year.
Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, you can call, you can text. We'll put you right on the air. If you've got any questions for Emily this morning, we're talking about the Senior Chill Out 2024 at area Lowe's stores coming up this Friday. Don't miss it. Go out and help out our seniors in need and keep them chilled out this year. We will be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. 437-1620, News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. My name is Jake Walker. I am sitting here talking with Emily Echevarria. She is the Marketing and Communications Director for Council on Aging. We've got a great event coming up this Friday, June 7th, the Senior Chill Out 2024 at Area Lowe's Stores, Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, 9 Mile Road in Pensacola, Highway 98, woohoo, in Gulf Breeze, and Highway 90 in Pace from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The community is strongly encouraged to help our seniors out this year who experience dangerous health complications as a result of stifling summer heat. You can donate AC units or fans. Also, monetary contributions are very appreciated, and you can also make those at newsradio923.com and check out seniorchillout.org. You can also give there. Emily, thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for being here this morning. Josh texted in. He wanted to know, when will you be giving the ACs out? And this is something we talked about on the break that we wanted to get to. The collection period, the monetary collection and collecting AC and fans, that's what the chill out is all about. That's going to be going on this Friday. The distribution, however, is going to happen later, correct?
Correct. So we are just collecting the donations at Senior Chill Out on Friday. On Monday, June 10th, is when you can call our office, 850-432-1475. And if you are 60 and older and you are in need of an air conditioner unit, that is when you can call. You'll just answer a few questions. There's a little assessment. And then we will start the distribution the following day. So you'll be given a time when you can come back and get that air conditioner or that box fan. And we'll be using those monetary contributions to order more of the AC units and fans. And we will continue the distribution until we run out.
I'm sure a lot of people wonder always when there's a charity situation or a massive donation event like this, you know, how are these funds distributed? How is this used or whatever? And you said this is like a well-oiled machine you guys have going here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have meetings about it each year. We tweak the system to, you know, what we learned last year. There's always kind of new things that come up. So we're always kind of improving the situation. But we do have it down to, I think, a well-oiled machine. And we get a lot of calls because the need is so great. And so we really have to have those logistics worked out.
Right. So just a reminder, this Friday, they're just accepting the donations. We're not distributing yet. So if you come down there and you are in need, let them know that, you know, get, what is there, a list?
We have a flyer that we give out at the event because a lot of people do ask that we give out. It has all the information about when to call, what the number is, what our address is.
Great.
And so we give that out to anybody who is in need of an air conditioner.
All right. And let's talk about that need. You know, young folks like ourselves, no, you're way younger than I am. We can go out to the beach on the hottest day. We can lay out, you know, work up a good sweat. There's nothing, we're not really worried about it. All we're worried about is, you know, having a good drink and getting some food and not burning to a crisp. But our older population, they have a little bit more of an issue there. So let's talk about that. What are these health complications? What is the danger of being too hot when you get past a certain age and you have certain health issues?
Sure. When you're older adults are more likely to be on medications that maybe don't allow their body to change temperature as quickly. So they're not adjusting to extreme heat as quickly as maybe a younger person would. They also may be on medications that prevent their body from sweating. So their body isn't able to cool itself off as easily as a younger person. So there's just a couple things like that that make it a little bit more of an exacerbating condition for an older adult when they are in these extreme temperatures, which we're already starting to get.
I know from experience in my family, we had some family members that, you know, when it got hot, they were still stuck in that mode of, you know, I'm not going to turn the air down. I'm not going to run extra electricity. I don't want to spend the money, you know. So we have to check on them and make sure that, you know, we can kind of sidestep some of that, I don't know, traditional financial thinking, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So definitely check on our older population. Senior chill out is what we're talking about. If you have any questions, comments, let us know. 437-1620. It's going to be a hot one this summer, and everybody's going to need to chill out every once in a while, especially our senior citizens. So that's what we're talking about today. Go to seniorchillout.org. And the distribution is going to start after this event on Friday. So if you need to, go down there and they can give you all the information so that you can be in line for that. Emily, thank you so much for the work that you do. This has got to be a rewarding job, you know, and we need people like you in our community to do this.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. What got you into this into this business?
Basically, I had a very community-facing job for a while. Then I had a more corporate behind-the-scenes job. And when Josh, the CEO of Council on Aging, reached out to me about maybe coming on over to Council on Aging, I was really excited about the opportunity to be in a community-facing job where I get to be creative and have fun. Every day is different. And be a part of these extremely rewarding efforts like Senior Chill Out.
Right. It's kind of like this gig for me. Like it's a fun show, but I get to bring this kind of information to the community. And I see people doing great work. And Council on Aging is no different. Thank you so much, guys, for the work that you're doing. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, we just have a few moments left with Emily Echevarria. She is the Marketing and Communications Director for Council on Aging. We're talking about the Senior Chill Out. Coming up this Friday, go to your local Lowe's store and find out ways that you can donate and help them out this summer. All right, so when we come back after the break, we'll wrap everything up and get to your questions and calls. Thank you so much for joining us, the News Radio Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jake Walker. We'll be right back after this.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10 and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Smoked.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Jake Walker, your happy host. Thank you for joining me. I've got Emily Echevarria in the studio. She is the Marketing and Communications Director for Council on Aging. Thank you so much for the work that you do. They have a great event coming up called the Senior Chill Out. You've heard me talk about it a lot on this show. That is coming up this Friday at area Lowe's stores. That's going to be 9 Mile, Highway 98, Fairfield Drive, Airport Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Pace, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're going to be getting together AC fans and AC units and fans, monetary contributions. All of that can be made there. They're going to have a tent set up. They're not going to be giving anything out this Friday. We're going to stress that we're collecting at this moment. This is the collection phase, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we're taking in, it's the donation drive portion of it, mm-hmm. the AC units, fans, you can buy them right there at Lowe's, hand them over, and we'll be taking them to distribute to our area seniors in need.
And if somebody is in need and they want to get one of these, how do they do that?
They will call our office, 850-432-1475, starting on Monday, June 10th. We open at 8 a.m., and we know the phone lines are going to be busy. We have volunteers there who will be taking down information, asking a few questions, and then we will begin that distribution process following that.
And with your work at the Council on Aging, what, in your opinion, is the biggest challenge moving forward with what the Council on Aging does?
We're a nonprofit, we face a lot of challenges. We receive state and federal funding, so we're always doing advocacy work every year to try to get those budgets improved for our most vulnerable seniors. I would say that state funding, I guess, is one of the hugest issues that we have. I think in our community, we have a very generous community. They know a lot about our organization. They see us out there. They see us at big events like Pete Moore Auto Team Senior Chill Out. Mm-hmm. And so we have a very supportive community, and it's kind of those behind-the-scenes state bureaucracy that produces kind of a challenge for us that we're always finding creative ways to work with.
How can citizens contribute to Council on Aging? What's the best way? If they miss this event but they want to give, what's the best way to do that?
Well, by making a donation. These donations that we get from the community, we have to have a strong base in the community. Every dollar that we raise from a community donor unlocks about $9 of state and federal funding for us. So if you want to give a few dollars, that is actually giving, 9-10 times that amount.
Wow.
Because of the money that we unlock from the state and federal funds.
Wow, man. So $100 is $1,000.
Exactly.
Wow. We can find $100 somewhere. We can maybe not go out to eat as much next month and scrape together an extra $100, give it to the Council on Aging, and that unlocks $1,000 worth of funding for them. SeniorChillOut.org. This is happening this Friday at area Lowe's stores. Emily, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.